Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School.
On this day, September 12, 1955, barbarians learned through the pages of the Advocate that the pupils of the Commonmere School would be relocated from the plant at the Weymouth site to the renovated army huts at the Drill Hall. The pupils of the 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th forms were therefore advised to report to the Drill Hall on September 13th, while the lower forms were to report the next day. Commonmere School, which was established in 1695 in accordance with the will of Henry Drax, had shared Constitution Hill with Queen's College. The two schools had coexisted on that site until 1943, when Weymouth Estate, with its 12.5 acres of land, was purchased by the government and made available for this all-boys school. In this spacious plant, Commonmere School began its new life with over 500 students when the first term began on January 18, 1944. But the Weymouth buildings were doomed from the very beginning because the advice of George Edgar Peck, the colonial engineer to the Director of Public Works, was unfortunately ignored. He had warned against building heavy structures on that swampy site without first driving piles into the soil. The school's foundation thus proved untrustworthy, and the building began to collapse after the Great Flood of 1949. In September 1949, the main floor of the school hall suddenly subsided, approximately 6 inches in the center, during the usual morning assembly. Terrified by the loud and frequent noises coming from beneath them, both boys and teachers took to flight. The governing body therefore decided to relocate the junior school for 2 terms in 1949 to 1950 to the Drill Hall until repairs could be effected. The school's headmaster, Major Cecil Noot, had put a lot of energy and planning into making the Weymouth site a pleasant and comfortable environment for the boys, and he himself had spent long hours working on the grounds, planting trees and shrubs, and pulling weeds. However, his efforts were all in vain, and unfortunately, Commonmere School's site at Weymouth had to be abandoned. The final move from Weymouth to Drill Hall was reported on this day in 1955. In the meantime, government had purchased land at Waterford Plantation, about a mile away from Weymouth, where the present plant was constructed.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.